வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 16th of May, 1975, in Perth, Australia.
We can send all these alcohol and drug patients here and they will be cured. These boys, American and European boys, they are all addicted to alcohol, drug. Now they are doing practice.
In what way were they cured?
Simply I say that if you want to be my student, then you must give up four things: illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. This is my condition. So they give up and they become my student.
Do they suffer withdrawal symptoms? Sometimes when a patient is giving up alcohol or drugs, he goes through various symptoms which are painful.
Yes, that should be. But unless you find out this, param dishtyan ivartha, rasu vardhan rasu pisa param dishtyan ivartha.
The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. It's ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste is fixed in consciousness.
But?
Unless one is transcendentally situated, it is not possible to cease from sense enjoyment. The process of restriction from sense enjoyment by rules and regulations is something like restricting a diseased person from certain types of edibles. The patient, however, neither likes such restrictions nor loses his taste for edibles. Similarly, sense restriction by some spiritual process like Astanga Yoga in the matter of Yama, Niyama, Asana and Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana and Dhyana, etc., is recommended for less intelligent persons who have no better knowledge. But one who has tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the course of his advancement in Krishna consciousness no longer has a taste for dead material things. Therefore, restrictions are there for the less intelligent neophytes in the spiritual advancement of life. But such restrictions are only good if one actually has a taste for Krishna consciousness. When one is actually Krishna conscious, he automatically loses his taste for pale things.
How long does this process of withdrawal take?
He says, how long does it take to stop taking drugs by the process of Krishna consciousness?
If one lives with us, at least for 6 months, he will give up.
6 months. And are there cases then which relapse?
Other cases?
Are there cases of which relapse? Persons who begin to withdraw from drugs?
Maybe 1 in 500.
1 in 500.
There is. Everyone is prone to fall down. But that percentage is very low. Say 1 in 500. We have got about 10,000 students all over the world. Out of them, we have fallen about 10, or say 15%.
You mean you had 10,000 students who used to be addicted to something?
Yeah, addicted to everything. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. And now they have given up everything.
And those who relapse, can they be treated again?
Again?
Those who have relapsed, can they be treated
again? Say at most 10 out of 10,000.
He says, can they be treated again a second?
Oh, yes. The American government he is pleased with this woman because they have spent so much millions of dollars for stopping LSD, and they are surprised that when the people come here, they give up. Mm-hmm.
Do you teach abstinence or moderation in the use of these things?
No, we say stop. We don't allow any smoking and drinking tea. That is also intoxicating. Mm-hmm. We are so strict. But still they give up. None of us take tea. We eat very simple things. Vegetable, wheat, rice, little meat, that's all.
Did you say you eat meat? Did you say you eat meat?
No.
Wheat. Is there any reason why you don't, you prohibit people?
Because it is sinful. It is sinful.
Why is it sinful?
According to Vedic conception, these four things are sinful activities. Four pillars, we'll take four pillars. Legs are disturbed. Similarly, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling are the four legs of sinful life.
What do you consider illicit sex?
Illicit sex means animal life. The marriage is in the human society, not in the dog society. So if one has illicit sex, that means he is no better than a dog.
I don't quite understand that. Did you say that illicit sex means sex between people who are not married?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sex is allowed only married couple. And that is also only for begetting child.
Is that married under what law? Under what religion? Under what religious law?
Bhagavad Gita. Dharma viruddha kamasmi. Find out.
Balam balvatam chaham kama raga vibhajitam tama virudha bhuteshu kamasmi bharata shubha. Translation: I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life which is not contrary to religious principles, O Lord of the Bharatas, Arjuna.
We didn't follow it actually. What does that exactly mean? It's a direct translation, I think.
Mm-hmm. He says, what does that exactly mean?
Explain to him.
Well, as it explains here, the strong man's strength should be applied to protect the weak, not for personal aggression. Similarly, sex life, according to religious principles, dharma, should be for the propagation of children, not otherwise. Mm-hmm. The responsibility of parents is then to make their offspring Krishna conscious.
And the question was, which religion, which religious principle?
Well, he means our marriage. Under we accept that marriage is sex life in marriage is licit, not illicit. So he asked, under what religious principles or under which religion?
Any religion. Christian religion doesn't allow illicit sex. No, I don't think.
Any religious principle.
This is religious principle. In the animal kingdom, there is no marriage. But in the human society, maybe Christian, maybe Hindu, maybe Muslim, there is marriage system. That is religious system.
Is polygamy illicit?
No.
Not illicit. But it is a
polygamy means if it is married, just like in the Vedic society, they used to marry many wives. Just like Krishna. Krishna had 16,000 wives. And he maintained them, 16,000 palaces. And he expanded himself into 16,000 Krishna. So that is a different thing. He is God. But if you can maintain each and every wife, you can marry more than one wife. But if you are unable to maintain, that is illicit. All the Kshatriya kings, they used to marry more than one wife. Still in India, the Kshatriya kings, they have more than one wife, but they maintain very nicely.
But your method of curing drug addiction is very little practical use, surely.
Why not?
Not everyone who wants to stop taking drugs can spend 6 months in solitude or in a company like yours.
He says he finds it not practical because not everyone who is addicted to drugs can spend 6 months in a temple with us.
They are spending years. They are all European Americans. They are not Indians. We have gone to Melbourne, we have got big brands. In Sydney, we have gone. In Europe. That dangerous. It requires training and proper training, then it will be done.
Well, if there is someone who wouldn't like to perhaps join this religion, but still wants to get treated.
This is not religion.
Oh.
This is not, this is a culture.
Yes, this culture. And
because we are admitting persons from various religions, various nations, various countries, and they accept this culture, then they become vilified.
Right. Do they have to wear those clothes and shave their heads and
that is optional.
Chanting those things?
That is optional. That is not compulsory. But in India, because the brahmacharis, sannyasis, they dress in a particular way, they do that, but that is not compulsory. But it has got a psychological effect, because whenever we go, people chant Hare Krishna. So by this dress, we give chance the other man to chant Hare Krishna.
Well, could you correct me if I'm wrong? We have a society called Ramakrishna, a society in Burma. Those people who founded this society and practicing the Krishna culture, they don't wear those things, or they don't chant, you know, in their temple, but they do their own sort of social welfare type of thing. Is there any difference between
Ramakrishna mission is not Vedic. It is a creation of Vivekananda's concoction. It is not Vedic. Just like they created a god, Ramakrishna. So that is such a Vedic sense, that he creates any fool rascal a god.
Well, isn't yours as a product of or derivatives of Vedic?
Yes.
So
completely.
How would you?
Just like whatever question you are asking, you are answering from Vedic literature. You are not answering ourselves. That is the difference. The evidence is from the Vedic literature. I don't say that in my opinion it is like this. We don't say.
Sorry, I
missed that point. He said that it is Vedic because the answers he is giving are not his opinion or concoction, but he is giving from the Vedic knowledge or the Vedic scriptures instead of making up his own opinion. That is the meaning of Vedic. It is based on the Vedic teachings exactly.
But the Ramakrishna wasn't. Or they form it. They form it their own way.
No.
Do you consider this kind of practice, or the practicing this kind of culture, is regimentative? A person has to come in and spend sometimes in the temple.
Yes, the association, the influence of association. If you go to a drunkard association, you become a drunkard. And if you go to a saintly association, you become a saint. Sangha sanjayate kava. Kind of.
Translation. While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them, and from such attachment lust develops, and from lust anger arises.
If one becomes lusty, and if it is not fulfilled, he becomes angry. This is all psychological.
Yeah, well, when a person is attached to the group, in the temple, isn't this become a last two? Let's say, being influenced by the guru and also attached to the people.
We are teaching to be influenced by Krishna. Therefore we have written 50 books like that, 400 pages.
You seem to be placing no emphasis on the books. Are you following any particular path of yoga, sort of jnana yoga?
She says we place a lot of emphasis on books, and she wonders if we're following a particular path such as jhana yoga or jnana yoga or what?
Bhakti yoga. There are different types of yogas. I will find yogi nama pi sarve sam madhagata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yomam sami dukkatamo.
Yogi nama pi sarve sam madhagata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yomam sami dukkatamo mata. Translation. And of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all.
This is bhakti.
Well, doesn't it mean that someone has to worship that person to be able to attain the enlightenment or what Krishna consciousness?
Yes, everyone is worshipping a person. Everyone is, but we have to worship the Supreme Person. That is perfect. Everyone is worshipping a person. Suppose you are employed somewhere, you have to worship your boss. And there is no employment.
Oh, well, I consider it as a mutual... It's a mutual kind of support.
Yes.
But worshipping in a sense of religion, or in a sense of, you know, a higher person, It's a different matter.
Worshipping means appreciating high qualities. Worshipping is not blind. If I know that you have some high qualities, I worship.
Do you worship to a person or what? To his doctrine?
Worship means person. Worship does not mean in person. Unless there is a person-to-person relationship, there is no question of worship.
Is the this picture of Sri Vishnu, it's the person who you worship, or
yes,
he is the creator?
Yes.
And in the sense that he is called Krishna, or
Krishna is another form. Krishna is Vishnu's another form.
I see. Yeah.
Find out. Aham Adhi Devana.
What is your correlation between belief and science? You mentioned that science is involved.
Science?
Yes.
Yes. What do you mean by science?
Well, the human sciences, otherwise, is a study on its own. What is the relationship or the link-up between that and your faith?
The relationship, God is the creator of everything. So God, everything has got relationship with God. So what do you think of this science? The Vedanta Sutra, it says, Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Now, this human life is meant for understanding the science of God. So, the question is, what is God? The answer is Janmadvasajita. God, as the Supreme Absolute Truth, is there from whom everything has come. So, this is our science. The origin of everything.
Yes, the origin of everything. But why is it necessary for man to have to discover, man discovered the cure for poliomyelitis?
Why man discovers?
Yes, well, I'm using
this plate. It is not the question of discover, but because you are existing, you must have come from a father.
Yes.
That is science. It is not the question of finding out a father. Without father, there is no existence of you. It's not the question of finding out a father. Father must be there. This is science. Without father, is there any existence of any man or any animal? What do science say? Is it possible that anyone is existing without a father? What do you think?
I was just wondering, do you believe in...
Who is there independently existing without having a father? What is that science?
It's not necessarily in the science itself.
No, this is a sign that if there is a man, he must have a father. This is science. So what is your opinion about this science?
I see it as a straight deductive logic. This, if there is a...
son, there must be father. That is science.
Don't you think this kind of reasoning is a deductive logic rather than inductive?
No, what is the reason because that you deny father?
The father must have a father too, mustn't he?
Yes. Similarly, there must be supreme father.
Well, who is the supreme father's father?
Yes, that is inquiry. That you have got your father has got father, he has got his father, he has got... Who is the supreme father? He is God.
Who is God's father?
Nobody is father. That is God. God is everyone's father, but he is without father. That is God. So long one has got father, he is not God. When you come to the point that here is the person who has no father, he is independent, and that is God. The definition of God is given in the Vedic literature. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Anadi, when he has no beginning, but he is the beginning of everything. This is simple definition of God. Anadi means he has no beginning, but he is the beginning of everything. Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. The cause of all causes.
It becomes a belief rather than a logic now then, when we think about the God. You were saying about everybody has father, so why God in exception? He hasn't got a father.
And therefore he is God. That he can exist without father. But you cannot exist without father. That is the difference between you and God.
Is God in the form of male or female or anything?
He is male, otherwise how he can beget? Female cannot beget.
Why is that?
Without man's contact.
But man cannot
the prakriti, the nature is female, and God is male. Find out this verse. Sarvajoni sukontya. Sambhavantu Kayala. Tasang Mahajani Brahma Ahanabija Pradapita.
Sarvajoni Sukantaya Murtaya Sambhavantiya Tasam Dhamma Mahajani Ahanabija Pradapita.
It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed giving father.
The material nature is the mother, and God is the father.
But to whom did God give the seed? To whom did God give the seed?
The prakriti, material nature, that is said here. Just like fabricating a child, both the father and mother requires. So the material nature is the mother, and God is the father.
Mm.
So many forms of life are coming from the womb of material nature. This body is made of matter. This body, earth, water, air, fire, like that, this is made of. But I am the soul that is from God. I am part and parcel of God. As soul. Mamai mangsa jiva bhuta, and
Yamevam sajiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanha mana sashtani indriyani prakritishtani kashati. Translation. The living entities in this conditional world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
Is there an animal soul, Swami?
Yes. Because it is already said, sarvajivamesh, all forms are there. Even ant, trees, birds, plants, trees, everything. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. All of them, the soul is there. And they are got different. Just like you are differently dressed, I am differently dressed. But you are also soul, I am also soul.
You're really talking about the Atman. When you say the soul, you're talking about the Atman.
Atma, yes, soul is Atma. And the soul of the soul is God, Paramatma.
Is it possible for us to communicate with plants?
With plants. Is it possible for us to communicate with plants?
Yes, they have done. Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose in Calcutta, Bose Institute, he has proved, he has got missing, that they feel pain and pleasure, which is recorded in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
If you pluck one leaf, they feel, immediately it is recorded in the machine.
Could I come back to that eating of the eating meat? Related to this alive soul matter, aren't you in a sense eating another soul too if you're eating vegetables? Not only if you're eating, eating meat.
No, the thing is, the material world, it is said jiva jiva sa jivanam. One living entity has to eat another living entity to keep himself alive. That is the natural law.
Yeah.
And but you should have discrimination. Because you have to eat some other living entity, it does not mean that you will eat your own son. You cannot support that because I have to live by eating another living entity. So what is wrong if I eat my son? Therefore, the basic injunction is tena taktena bhunditha. You are given some jurisdiction, you can eat. And actually we do so. Because I have to eat something, we do not eat anything and everything. We have got discrimination. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, find out this verse, patram pushtam phalam toyam jumi bhakta prajichati.
Patram pushpam phalam toyam yami bhaktya payachati tadaham bhakti upahitam asnami prayatatmana. Translation.
If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it.
So our Krishna consciousness movement, we accept what is eaten by Krishna. So Krishna wants these things. Fruit, flower, vegetable, grains, meal. So we offer them and eat.
Why not animals?
He does not say, give me animals. Because we are Krishna conscious, we cannot take anything which is not accepted by Krishna.
Are blood transfusions permissible, Swami? Are blood transfusions permissible?
He says, are blood transfusions permissible when someone is in a accident or cut and he loses blood, they take another man's blood and put it in. He says,
well, that is not bad, because if one life is saved by transfusion and medicine, he is not dying, he is living, he is contributing his blood. So if he is contributing, you are saving some life, there is no harm.